I have something that's important to me to tell you, and it's important for you to hear. Hi, it's Mark from Britsent. Is it important to me or important for me? Both are grammatically correct, but they do not mean the same thing. If you choose the wrong one, you might still be understood, but the meaning can change in a subtle way. The key difference is this. Important to someone is about feelings, values, or personal meaning. Important for someone is about benefit, effect, or usefulness. In short, to equals how someone feels about something. For equals how something helps or affects someone. We use important to when talking about things that matter emotionally, personally, or morally. These are things you care about, value, or feel strongly about. For example, family is very important to me. This project is important to her. Honesty is important to him. In all of these examples, we're not talking about practical benefits. We're talking about personal significance. So, it's important to me means I care about this. It matters to me emotionally or personally. Now let's look at important for. We use important for when something is helpful, necessary, or has a positive effect on someone or something. For example, exercise is important for your health. It's important for children to get enough sleep. Good communication is important for a successful team. Here we're talking about results and benefits, not feelings. So it's important for me usually means this helps me, this is good for my situation, this is necessary for my success or well-being. Let's compare a few pairs, because this is where the difference becomes really clear. This job is important to me means I care about this job, it matters to me personally. This job is important for me means this job helps me financially or professionally. Another one, education is important to me means I value education. Education is important for me means education will help me in my life or career. Both versions may be correct, but they answer different questions. A very common mistake is using for when you mean to, especially when talking about feelings. For example, my family is important for me. This is understandable, but a native speaker would almost always say, my family is important to me, because family is about emotional value, not practical benefit. This difference doesn't only apply to important. You'll see the same pattern with other adjectives. Here are some useful examples with to, feelings, reactions, personal meaning. This matters to me. It's meaningful to her. That decision was shocking to him. With for, benefit, usefulness, effect. This is good for you. It's helpful for learners. This rule is necessary for safety. You'll notice the same logic every time. But what about sentences with both? Sometimes English uses both in the same sentence, but for different reasons. For example, it's important to me for my career. Here, to me equals personal importance. For my career equals benefit or purpose. So I consider this to be important because it will benefit my career. This structure is completely natural and very common in spoken English. If you're not sure which one to use, ask yourself a simple question. Am I talking about how I feel or what I value? Use important to. Am I talking about benefit or results? Use important for. Let's finish with a quick mini quiz. In each case, choose to or for. This tradition is very important. Me. Do you know it? Here the answer is to. This tradition is very important to me. Regular feedback is important. Improving your English. This one's for. Regular feedback is important for improving your English. Is this change important? You personally. And this one is to. Is this change important to you personally? This seems a small difference, but it's a powerful one. Getting to and for right helps you sound clearer, more natural, and more precise, especially in professional or academic English. If this was helpful, subscribe for more focused English lessons. Bye!